USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The Fed Reserve is leaving interest rates unchanged. The benchmark rate remains between 2.25% and 2.5%. Talking with reporters today, Fed Reserve Chair Jerome Powell says the economy has been performing reasonably well within this past year. Former White House Communications Director Hope Hicks was back on Capitol Hill testifying before the House Judiciary Committee. Now, that testimony was supposed to be confidential, although according to Republican Congressman Doug Collins, who sits on that committee,
our chairman gave an impassioned speech to keep everything here as confidential as possible to make sure this testimony went well. And then one of the members, Ted Lieu, decides to live tweet it.
Emergency crews are on the scene where a train carrying grenades and bombs derailed in northeast Nevada. The Elko County Sheriff's Office says Interstate 80 east of Wells is closed in both directions because of the hazardous material spill. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Here's a great deal on MyPillow. When you go to MyPillow.com, click on the two-pack special, type in promo code USA, you'll get two MyPillow premium pillows for $69.98. Now, that's only $34.99 a pillow. You will not get that price anywhere at retail. It's the lowest price ever offered on radio or TV. And like all MyPillow products, 10-year warranty, 60-day money-back guarantee. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the two-pack special, use my promo code USA.
Hi, I'm Captain Obvious, and every day thousands of people book trips on Hotels.com. Trips you will later hate like. What's a hate like? It's when you like a picture of Kyle pretending to put his fingers on top of another national monument, even though you kind of hate it. It's not that you hate Kyle, it's that you hate that he's there, and you are sitting in a bathroom stall at work. Don't hate like Kyle's trip. Book your own with Hotels.com and get rewarded basically everywhere. Hotels.com. Be there, do that, get rewarded.
U.S. Trade Representative Robert Lighthizer said in a House Judiciary Committee hearing that he will be speaking with a Chinese official before the president meets with the Chinese president at the upcoming G20 summit.
When actual negotiations begin again, I can't say at this point, but we're talking, we're going to meet.
Miracle on the Hudson pilot Sully Sullenberger says the deadly crashes of Boeing's troubled 737 MAX jets should never have happened.
Some have said that even though MCAS software had flaws, the pilots on these flights should have performed better and been able to solve the sudden, unanticipated crisis they faced.
Testifying in a House hearing on Wednesday, Sullenberger says the crashes are evidence that the current system of aircraft design and certification has failed.
These crashes are demonstrable evidence that our current system of aircraft design and certification has failed us. These accidents should never have happened.
And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
President Trump wants voters to help continue what he's already started. At a rally in Orlando, Florida on Tuesday, the president called the 2020 election a verdict on the progress he's made. As far as reaction to the president's speech, these folks were at the Amway Center and said,
"It was an absolute amazing turnout.
It was really inspiring.
It was awesome.
We believe in him in 2016, and we're going to vote for him definitely in 2020.
I thought that he touched on a lot of things that I think that people are wanting to know about.
This man loves our country, he loves God, and he's with the American people.
It's really good to see the president take initiative to secure our border.
I've never been to any sort of political rally ever, and oh my gosh, I was like going to cry. It was awesome."
An audio courtesy of Fox News. Just 10 months after he got in trouble with U.S. regulators for tweeting, Elon Musk has deleted his Twitter account. USA Radio Network's Wendy King has the details.
He changed his Twitter display name on Father's Day to Daddy.com, which is an existing website that provides parenting information to new and expecting fathers. Musk got in trouble with the Securities and Exchange Commission in August for tweets about taking the company private and saying he had secured funding to do so with no evidence to back that up. Musk and Tesla each paid $20 million to settle with the SEC. As part of the court settlement, Musk is required to have Twitter posts approved by a company lawyer if they have the potential to affect the company's stock.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.